Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now we want to move on in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the Living God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
You can greet your brethren. Tell them it's time to move on into much light. Much light of the word of God. The light of knowledge. The light of the vision and revelation of all things of heavens and earth. Tell them that the Lord, this treasure, to put it in your vessel of clay.
As 2
Corinthians chapter 4 says,
verse
6 up to 7, after he puts this treasure of knowledge in this vessel of clay,
then
much power will keep come from him and not from us.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you told them that? Check whether they have a book to write in and give them a scripture. Tell them
that
Jeremiah 23:18, it says, you speak it to them, that who sat in the council of God's words, tell them that one thing you've done it, and perceive them and they understand them and they mark them. Ask them, where are you going to mark you who does not have a book? And you check very well. See whether they have a book where they're going to be marking, where they're going to be noting all things as they are, and tell them, no, don't say the Spirit will bear witness in things you can do. Those are your words. You are a worker together with God. Do your part right in your book. Then you write in the inner man, on your spirit, on your heart, even in your mind, there where you cannot write. Have you told them well? Is the pen writing well? Tell them, disciple of Jesus, one is not a follower. Is your pen writing? Check whether they have a Bible. Because if gone in Isaiah 34:16, we seek in the book of the Lord and read. None will lack its mate, because the mouth of the Lord commanded and his spirit gathered.
Do
they have the book of the Lord there?
Do
they have the Bible very well? Proof, see that it's not a fake Bible. Yes. Proof to see that it's not a fake. Sure. Have you checked very well? How do they check the fake and the good Bible? Have you proved it? Somewhat are they of the Lord themselves? Have you checked in Genesis, God created the heavens and earth? Is it saying like that? Have you checked it very well? What about Revelation? Have you checked it well? Chapter 22, verse 21, it says, what's in your Bible? Now you want us to live here? How long, where have you been reading it from? You have been confessing it always. You read it in the Corinthians. But even here it's there. And this one is the exact that we confess. Be with us all.
Is it,
in that verse it is there. Your Bible, check there and see.
Okay, katugende maso.
Okay, let's proceed on.
You've
already checked well your brethren.
And
they have 3 books of the Holy Spirit.
Omoyo,
the Spirit.
Mutima gwenga wali,
their heart, their whole here.
Gwenga wali,
even their mind, they're here. They have a book to write in.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And
we want to move on. We want to move on again without any more waiting.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We move on with part 32. Part 32. Yes.
We
move on with part 32. Of the book on God's mega last agenda on the earth. It's part 32. The book of God's mega last agenda on the earth.
Or
you call it book about full knowledge of God in the national ministries. And God's worldwide call,
basically
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We are still moving on to seeing NBs. What to put on special attention. What was meaningful. And there are key. In God's worldwide call,
based
in Africa, Uganda.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And we still conclude NB number 8, which has been a bit long.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The way God revealed me, Book of Remembrance unto All Nations, through the 7-year heavenly biblical journey, from the year 2005, up to 2011.
The
series of the visions, the dreams, the trance or transfiguration,
azotals,
or you call it teleportation,
thamim,
and urim, the spiritual transports. And we are still moving on
to
see the summary of the heavenly journey.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
We are still moving on to see the second heaven at creation. We
are
still moving on to see the second heaven at creation.
It's
the realm above, where we find the four living creatures,
the
world of spirits of our creations, those given bodies, different bodies, in different seasons.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As we've
come read Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1 up to 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But our journey already moved. All you is new. Journey moved from this planet Earth, spoken in Proverbs 8, verse 31. And we move to other 9 planets. Spoken in 2 Kings, chapter 23, verse 5.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. When we move from there, we headed to kingdom of the moon, the sun, the stars, the clusters, in the firmaments of the heaven. As we read Genesis chapter 1, verse
14-17.
And there we saw of hell, the prison of God, known as the bottomless pit, where he imprisoned the rebellious spirits. And we saw principalities, Satan and his fallen angels, and their men based in the kingdom of the stars, even those on this earth, where there is the underwater and in the underground, the underground bunkers.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. We move from the kingdom of the stars,
etwolekera eggulu eryasembayo okutondebwa,
and headed on to the last created heaven,
liyite eggulu eryokuna mu kutondebwa,
call it the fourth heaven at creation,
lyolengera erya bbulu,
the blue heaven you see,
lyogerwako mu lubereberye essuula esooka,
spoken in Genesis chapter 1
olw'omukaaga paka olw'omunaana,
verse 6 up to 8.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twayita mu mulyango gw'eggulu eryokuna mu kutondebwa,
pass through the door of the fourth created heaven,
lyolengera erya bbulu,
the blue heaven you see,
erikola ekitundu ekyawansi,
which makes up the rim below,
etwolekera mu ggulu eryasooka okutondebwa,
and we moved into the first created heaven,
mu kitundu ekyawaggulu,
in the rim above,
erisiŋŋanibwamu ekibuga kya Katonda,
where we find the city of God,
Yerusalemu eky'omuggulu,
Jerusalem of heaven,
ekkuŋŋaana eddene ery'abamalayika,
the great gathering of angels,
n'abatukuvu ba Katonda,
and the holy ones of God,
mwe twalaba ebintu bingi,
where we saw many things,
nga bwe tusoma mu Ibulaniya essuula 12,
as we read in Hebrews chapter 12,
Verse 22 up to 23, twayita mambuka geggulu lyasooka okutondebwa,
pass through the north of the first created heaven,
twayita mulyango gwo mambuka gweggulu lyasooka okutondebwa,
pass through the northern door of the first created heaven,
netugguka muggulu eryokubiri mu kutondebwa,
and we reached into the second created heaven,
kitundu ekyawaggulu,
the rim above,
musiŋŋanibwa ebiramu ebina,
where we find the four living creatures,
sitowa y'emyoyo gy'obutonde,
sitowa of spirits of creations,
obuweebwa emibiri egy'enjawulo,
those given different bodies,
mu biro eby'enjawulo,
in different seasons,
mu nsi ne mu ggulu,
on the earth and in heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Tuzze tulaba bingi,
we've come see many things,
tusinda ku Ezekiel esura esooka,
according to Ezekiel chapter 1,
olusooka,
in the verse 1,
heavens bbiri bwe zeggula,
where two heavens opened,
tulyoka tugguka mu ggulu eryokubiri mu kutondebwa,
and we reached in the second created heaven,
kitundu ekyawaggulu,
in the rim above,
era bwe twatuuka mu masekkati g'eggulu lino,
when we reached the middle of this heaven,
netulabamu ebiramu ebina,
and we saw there four living creatures,
kusinda ku Ezekiel esuula esooka,
according to Ezekiel chapter 1,
olw'okusatu paka olw'omukaaga,
verse 3 up to 6.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bwe twamalirizaawo,
when we finished there,
twayolokera okulaba ensozi ebbiri enkulu eza brass,
we moved to see the two great mountains of brass,
ziri mu makkati g'eggulu eryokubiri mu kutondebwa,
in the central of the second created heaven,
kusinziira ku Zakariya essuula y'omukaaga,
according to Zechariah chapter 6,
olusooka,
the verse 1,
ensozi enkulu ezizaala ensozi n'obusozi,
the two great mountains which birth mountains and hills,
ez'ebivuga n'amaloboozi,
of the musical instruments and voices,
ag'amatendo n'okusinza Katonda mu ggulu eryokubiri,
of praise and worship of God in the second heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bwe twamala awo,
when we finished there,
twatandika kuddamu okulaba ebiramu ebina,
we began to see again the four living creatures,
ebiramu ebina,
the four living creatures,
sitowa y'emyoyo gy'obutonde,
sitowa of spirits of creations,
egiweebwa emibiri egy'enjawulo,
those given different bodies,
mu biro eby'enjawulo,
in different seasons,
era mwe twasomera ebyandikwa nga mubuulizi essuula ya 12,
where we read scriptures as Ecclesiastes 12,
olw'omusanvu,
verse 7,
nti omubiri gwogudda mu nfuufu gye gwava,
body goes to dust where it came from,
ate omwoyo ne gudda eri Katonda yagugaba,
and the spirit returned to God who gave it,
kale ntutegeera ddala,
and we got to understand,
emyoyo gy'obutonde,
spirits of creations,
gijjibwa mustowa mubiramu ebina,
they are gotten from the four living creatures,
stowa yajo,
they are stowa
muguru eryokubiri,
in the second heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes.
Oh, now obaddewo,
all through there you have been there,
kujja ko neighbor wo yomupi,
except that new neighbor of yours.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Bwetwa maliriza,
when we finished there,
twalaba nti buli mitwe ene egifaanagana,
we saw that each of the four heads which are like,
buli mitwe ene egifaanagana egy'ebiramu ebina,
each of the same four heads of the four living creatures,
gifulumya obwakabaka bwa mirundi ebiri,
they released two type of kingdoms.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Twalaba emitwe ene egy'abantu,
we saw the four heads of a man,
gifulumya obwakabaka bw'abamalayika,
and they released the kingdom of the angels,
ate ne gifulumya obwakabaka bw'abaana b'abantu,
also they released the kingdom of the mankind.
Tulaba emitwe ene egy'empologoma egifaanagana ku biramu ebina,
so the same four heads of the lion on the four living creatures,
nga gigenda mu maaso fulumya obwakabaka bw'omwezi,
and they move on release kingdom of the moon,
enjuba,
the sun, the stars and the clusters, their spirits from the head of a lion. And this head of a lion, it released the animal kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we moved on, we saw
the
same four heads of the eagle on the four living creatures, and they released the kingdom of the birds, and also they released the kingdom of the insects. Spirits of those creations come from there.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. And we ended as we saw that the same four heads of the calf, same four heads of the calf, and the four living creatures, they released the fish kingdom, even the plant kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So, mufuze,
so in the summary,
when
we read Ezekiel chapter 1, in the verse 10, we saw that each living creature has a head which is the same like that one another. And what which make up two foreheads, out of come both kingdoms. And we saw much in Genesis chapter 1, verse 24 and 25, that when God said, let there be living creatures, their spirits come from the four living creatures.
The
spirit all through there, we've moved together according to the notes you have.
Audio
and the videos you have, both we've studied.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Immediately we move to see another part, the way spirits of creations quoted from the same four heads of the four living creatures in the second heaven, and they are brought in the same four heads which are in the wheels of the cherubims in the first created heaven, in the rim above, where they are gotten put on the golden altar of God. The angels Raphael, angels of times and seasons, where they pick them in baskets, bring them here, give them bodies on the earth. As we connected Ezekiel chapter 1 verse 10, even Ezekiel chapter 10 verse 14, Zechariah chapter 5 from verse 5 to 10, spirits of creations are brought to be given bodies in different seasons. The angels Raphael, they do that work.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Right
there we moved and we began another journey which we are on to right now, and we see seven families. Yes, seven families of the angels, seven families of mankind, from the same four heads of a man on the four living creatures in the second created heaven.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Seven families of angels. And we discovered it according to Ephesians chapter 3, verse 14 to 15. And there are families of heavens and of earth. But mostly families of heaven, we most saw seven families of angels. Family of angel Michael's of warfare, where
there's
family of angels Gabriel, messengers of the word of God, where there is family of angel Raphael of times, seasons and measurements, where there is family of angels Abaddon of the chains and the key of their bottomless pit, those who work on death and hell, where there is family of angels Ariel of rainfall, the oceans,
and
angel of all creations leading all creations. We saw family of angels Jophiel, family Family of angels, Carmel.
Abomuliro.
Those of fire.
Bavunanyizwa ku choto cha mukame cha
zaabu. Responsible of the golden altar of God.
Tandikwa yennyanja y'omuliro.
The beginning of lake of fire.
Twasimoni family y'omusanvu y'abamalaika.
Ended with seven families of angels.
Family ya malaika Jophiel.
The family of angels Jophiel.
Abasiru ya Katonda.
Of the seal of God.
Abasiringa abana ba Katonda bonna.
Who seal all the sons of God.
Abawulira.
Those who hear and believe, and they do, as the everlasting gospel of salvation is, gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven. There are many things we are able to know there, and immediately, headed we began to see the seven families of mankind come from the four heads of a man on the four living creatures. In the four living creatures, the second created heaven is the brim above. Yes.
You
saw many scriptures there. But most of all, mostly, Acts chapter 17, verse 26, that he made from one,
Adam.
One man, Adam. Out of him came Adams. And he set their bounds in terms of their habitation.
And
these seven families we are able to see them of the mankind.
Family soka.
The first family.
Family of
it's the family of Africans.
Yes. Family of Africa.
Family of Africans.
Continent Africa.
Both in the African continent. And these ones is the origin of man.
Africa.
Based in Africa.
East Africa, East Uganda.
Africa, Uganda. The source of the River Nile. You read Isaiah chapter 18. Verse 1 to 3.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We saw seven
the second family of the mankind.
The family of the Asians.
Family of the Asians. Those in the Asian continent. Those who are given to manifest God on the earth. According now we read in the Amos chapter 3. Verse 1 up to 3.
And
we saw the third family of the mankind, family of the Europeans, those in the European continent. And these are missionaries who were given to research of the works of God, of the heavens and earth, even to preach them, declare to others.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Mm.
Yes.
We moved
to the first family of mankind. The first and the fifth family. First family of the mankind.
Northern
Americans. Those we call Northern Americans.
Continent North America.
In the continent of North America.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes.
Wamu ne baganda babwe.
Together with their brethren.
Family yokutano.
The fifth family.
Eyabana babantu.
Of the mankind.
Family eyaba South Americans.
Of the Southern Americans.
Abali mu continent ya South America.
Those in the continent of South America.
Banononga bawe bayitibwa okubuulira enjiri.
Then these were called to preach the gospel.
N'oku defendinga family za Katonda z'abana babantu ku nsi.
And to defend families of God of mankind in the world.
Yes.
Yoho.
Bingi byetwarabye.
There are many things we saw. Most people think that America altogether is one continent.
But
these are two different continents.
North America and South America.
North and the South America.
Just
they were joined up together in agreements. Yes. Even their states, they are joined in these covenants.
Read
in Daniel chapter 11, you are able to see that. Is it not that? Yes. We move to the sixth family of the mankind, the Adamites.
Family of the Australians.
Family of the Australians.
Continent, yeah, Australia.
In the Australian continent. Those who are given no times and seasons of things on behalf of all their brethren.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
family.
He ended with the seventh family of mankind. The Antarcticians. In the continent of Antarctica. Yes. These ones, they were called to rest all families of their brethren. Everyone wearing in burdens, they go right there. All those when you want them, you finish to study them in the brave. Still you can move on research about them. Yes. Because the heavenly journey is that reveal you things which were, things which are, and those going to come as they are marked in the Bible.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Right there is where we were.
Amen.
I thought you're not pleased. I was going to call one by one. Them two to recap for us. This heavenly journey is not something which you deal as a person on it. Not. This is the deal of God. He's one who can handle it. And he's one who can teach it to us. Special note about seven families of angels. Yes. Special note about seven families of angels. Seven families of mankind. Yes. That's where we are heading on to. These are special nuts. Yes. The special nuts about seven families of angels and the seven families of mankind from the same foreheads. From the same foreheads, which are on the four living creatures in the second created heaven, is the rim above. Special notes about seven families of angels. And the seven families of mankind, which come from the same four heads of a man, which are on the four living creatures in the second created heaven, in the rim above. The first, why the seven families of mankind? They have different colors. Even though they come from the same heads. These are special things. Indeed. Why the seven families of mankind? They have different colors. Even though they come from the same four heads on the four living creatures. Yes. Why? The second, why God was pleased to choose the image of man? Why God was pleased to choose the head of a man? To be on the four living creatures.
okuggyibwamu emyoyo gy'abaana b'abantu,
to get out spirits of the mankind,
n'emyoyo gy'abamalayika,
and the spirits of angels. Yes.
Lwaki?
Why? We've said the second.
Lwaki Katonda yasiima?
Why God was pleased?
Okuteeka omutwe gw'omuntu ku biramu ebina.
To put the head of a man on the four living creatures.
Okubeera sitowa eggyibwamu emyoyo gy'abaana b'abantu.
To be store out of which they get spirits of the mankind.
N'emyoyo gy'abamalayika.
And the spirits of angels.
Lwaki?
Why? Why do you think he didn't get them from the head of a calf? Yes. Yes, sure. The third. Why spirits of angels? Them to come from the same four heads of a man. Wonderful living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we said third.
Lwaki?
Why?
Emyoyo gy'abamalayika.
Spirits of the angels. Them to come from the same four heads of a man. On the four living creatures. When we answer those. And those different things, the special things,
the special notes,
the special note about seven families of angels and the seven families of mankind.
It comes
from the same four heads of the man on the four living creatures. You would have answered them. Never ask them to you and you do not have an answer. Sure.
Prove that
those special things, they have noted them very well. We set off. We answer by the Spirit of God.
Have
they written down very well those notes? Those questions. Right here is where I want to give a blessing to you. Write down all the questions you have been having. Because every week we shall be getting one day to answer them.
Amen.
You write them down. Send them to the deacons. They will reach them. Don't one day and it's that. Every week we shall have one new day. Yes. And we answer those questions.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But that day, still you'll be able to ask direct. But most
already,
those who wrote, they are given chance still to ask. Because of those who have been saying, now why do I write? One going to answer is the one to ask. The one who has written that he answers them more. Sure.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So
we thank the Lord for that issue.
But
we move on to see special notes about seven families of angels and the seven families of mankind. And their spirits are gotten from the same forehead of a man on the four living creatures. In the second heaven, the room above, we want to first answer the first note. Yes. Why seven families of mankind? They have different colors. Even though they come from the same forehead of a man, on the four living creatures. Why is it like that?
Hallelujah.
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 First of all, what you have to know, that God is great in counsel. Colors of these people, they don't base on those heads as they appear. Colors of seven families of mankind,
they do not
base on the four heads of a man, which are on the four living creatures, but they base on God, who is great in counsel, and the great, the master designer. Yes,
master architect.
The master architect, and they base
but
on the will of the Holy Spirit. Now I've said like this, that colors of families of mankind, they don't base on the four heads of a man, which are on the four living creatures, where their spirits are gotten. But they base on the counsel of God the Father, one great in counsel. According to Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 12 to 19, he speaks as he says this. Jeremiah chapter 32, verse 12.
Nempa ye chuandike echo kuguleri Baruki, mutabani wa Neriya, mutabani wa Maseya, Hanameri, umwana wa Kojia wange. Jeremiah esulaya satumwebili onyiru wa kumina muenda.
Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 19.
Omukulu mkutesa ero wa amanyi mkukole emirimu.
Katuwe kule kumina muna.
Verse 17.
Tuwe kule kumina muna. Kufuwezo hudi.
Jeremiah esulaya satumwebili onyiru wa kumina muna.
Jeremiah chapter 32 verse 18.
Akole mkumine mkumye viechisa. Nosa sula obutali butukirivu bwa kitaabwe mu kifuba ky'abaana baabwe abaddawo Katonda omukulu ow'amaanyi Mukama ow'eggye erinnya lye.
You show loving kindness unto fathers and recompense the iniquity of the fathers into the bosom of their children after them. The great, the mighty God, the Lord of hosts is his name.
Olunya lwe 19.
Verse 19.
Omukulu mukutesa ero w'amaanyi mu kukola emirimu, amaaso go gatunuulira amakubo gonna ag'abaana b'abantu okuwa buli muntu ng'amakubo ge bwe gali era ng'ebibala by'ebikolwa bye bwe biri.
Great in counsel and mighty in work, for your eyes are open upon all the ways of the sons of men, to give everyone according to his ways and according to the fruits of his doings. Yes, is God great in counsel and mighty at work. And for that reason,
when
those spirits put in the seven families of mankind, they come from the same four heads of a man on the four living creatures. But their color do not base on that, but colors base on the counsel of God the Father.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. They base on what? On to counsel of God the Father. As you've heard Jeremiah 32, verse 18 and 19.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Remember, there's no wisdom, neither understanding, no counsel against the Lord's. Yes.
Okay,
you don't wake up on day and you contend with him. What is taken counsel? It remains the exact as it. According to Proverbs chapter 21, verse 30, he says like this. Proverbs chapter 21, verse
30.
There is no wisdom, no understanding, no counsel against the Lord. Yes. There is no wisdom. There is no understanding. No, the counsel against the Lord. Yes. When it turns and it's taken counsel, the color you will appear through. Whether you are an African, you can appear like one who is in England. Yes. Because when we say
the color of Africa,
that color of Africans,
of family of Africa,
or family of the Africans,
they
will be black people. Then we shall find some they are not black. Yes. Because we have the South Sudanese and the North. But their colors differ. Yes. We have the Libyans, Eritreans, and the others.
So the because
on the foreheads of the living creature, you may not find that of a black. Yes. And you wonder, I see there is no head of a black person on these living creatures.
Hallelujah.
Amen. But the Father is one takes counsel of those.
Yes,
he is the one who decides. How are you going to look like?
Katonda
chigambo. God the Word.
What
we know as the Son.
Yes, Christ.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, designing a figure.
He is the one who designs the figure. Besides the mankind things they devise to spoil them. Yes.
Is
one who knows how your forehead will appear. Besides some who are troubled by their parents and they are squeezed by bones at birth. Okay. And they don't mind to shape the head very well. But you might find yourselves in some shapes you have the foreheads in the African families. Still in the Asian families, they have them. On the European families, they have the same shapes. Yes. Is that not the special notes?
Hallelujah.
We've said that God the Word,
when
we know the Son Jesus Christ, is one responsible to design our face and appearance,
shapes
of body shapes. When the Father takes counsel of the color
and
how the shape will be, the architect begins to design them. Yes. That's why there's nothing released when it's not done it already. Nothing created when he's not made a copy of it. Yes. He's spoken of most. In John 1 verse 1 to 3.
Yokana esule soka olinyoli soka.
John chapter 1 verse 1.
Tulimu Yokana esule soka olinyoli soka.
John chapter 1 verse 1.
Kulubelebele waliwo chigambo. Chigambo naba wali katonda. Chigambo naba katonda.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Verse 2. The same was in the beginning with God. Verse
3.
All things were made by him, and without him was not anything made that was created. Yes. The rightful thing without him, nothing was made and it was created. You correct the Luganda. Without him, nothing was made. Nothing was made that was created. Yes, it's meant to be like that. They are involved
designing,
making a design after it's got to be created as it has been designed. Sure. Now, don't complain with your face as me, pastor. Yes. It was designed architect. God the word. We know the son Jesus Christ. Besides the other I'm going to tell you about, being troubled in the womb or in the midst at birth, and are squeezed and your face come out and it's not properly shaped, and at times they never help to order it. Some people are troubled by the pills which hinder the giving of birth. Many other things trouble be humans. Yes. But in Proverbs chapter 8, verse 31, God, the word we know, the Son Jesus Christ,
this
on designs of family we appear through. Yes. Proverbs chapter 8, verse 30.
Nganze ndi awo jalinga omukulu mukukola era bulijjo yansanyukiranga ngajaguliza bulijjo masoge.
Then I was by him like a master workman, and I was daily his delight, rejoicing always before him. He was there,
kafurumu ku designinga,
a master architect,
obagwe tuita master workman,
master workman
architect cha obo designs,
new designs. He knows these shapes and he said,
now
I want you in this shape. And does this shape, it is seen before, you have manifested within it. Besides things I've told you about, those devised by children of men, as they connive with Satan, and they mess up shape through which you are meant to be to come out with. Yes. Maybe. Eating things which have troubled you. And you begin to protrude and become fat like a pig injected of big pig boosters. Others refuse to eat ingredients enough for the body. And they appear very small and slim.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Have you seen him? You may trouble your shape.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Are we together?
Zaburi 139.
Psalms 139. In the verse 11.
Zaburi 139.
Psalms 139, verse 11.
When you get an tenzik is a teleme kumbi kapo. Nom sanogunetoro de gunava echiro.
If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me, even the night shall be light about me. Verse
12.
The darkness hides not from you, but the night shines as the day. The darkness and the light are both alike to you. Verse
13.
For you have formed my inward parts. You have covered me in my mother's womb. Yes. The spirit came from him, and the spirit was covered with the body in the mother's womb. All the shape God has seen it before. Before he shaped you.
What
wonders that my?
He
did look at my shape. Others complain of the heights. Look like that bee, I'm just tall, like just as I appear. Almost the wind blows me to fall.
Another
one does, indeed. I am so short. Why don't you be pleased of things God made?
Amen.
But
that those so slim that you're right to complain about that size. Because you may not have gotten ingredients enough for you to eat and appear rightfully. Those all have to be there, but not slim at the same
time.
And those fats, you must be there as me. And you're not excessively fat.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Okay, katumalie wano tunyole 14.
Let's finish the verse 14.
Zaburi 139 onyerwa 14.
Psalms 149 verse 14.
Nakwebazanga kubango kukolebwa kwange kwantisa kwa kitalo. Emirimu joja kitalo. Neche meme yange chimanyi deddala.
I will praise you for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are your works. And that my soul knows right well. Verse 15.
Tewakisi wa mubiri gwange, bwenakole wa mchama, bwenatonde wa namageza manji, mubia wanse vyensi.
My flame was not hid from you when I was made in the secret, and skillfully wrought in the lowest parts of the earth. Yes.
He
said, my flame,
figure
my figure. The figure of my body. It was not hid from you. He first sees the flame of it to be. But now,
some flames,
you wonder whether indeed God approved them. Some of them were troubled, disturbed. You're not tall, but not that the flame was like that. But at times you did get enough and the good things to eat, and then you lost shape. People you see, they're not short. They're not small. But indeed, their shape. But these all we can work on them. They are in the house of God. These you needed to know them. For we are in the heaven of creation. Of all creation. The second heaven creation. In the rim above.
There
we find four living creatures. Tower of spirits of all creations. Given different bodies in different seasons. Right in heavens and on the earth.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. But sometimes. Look at yourself and you say, but
God,
this flame, did you indeed see and approve it?
Who
complains of their flame there? You look to that your neighbor. Indeed, and you're not satisfied. That's why you see. Always tell the historians and the scientists. There is no man who came from the shape of the ape.
Apes,
we have seen there will be apes and chimpanzees, and even man was to be man. And the shape of man was foreseen before he even moved to be in it.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Let's move to verse 15.
Zaburi 139
Psalms 149
Amasogo galaba fulemu yange nga tennatuukirira. Ne mu kitabo kyo ebitundu byange byonna ne biwandiikibwa. Ebyabumbibwanga buli lunaku, buli lunaku.
Your eyes did see my substance, being yet unformed, and in your book they were all written, and these fashioned for me, when as yet there were none of them. As you are brought,
and
the angels Raphael, they know all your shape, how it's going to be.
They build
this your house where they bring the spirit in the body. It is written down as the parts. The nose is a bit tall. That to be one short. Let the face be like that. Dog is shape. This one to be like pussy cat. They write them before you come in your shape. Because some, your shapes. You look to your neighbor. Most of you are deformed. The problem which is even foods changed and they cause problems to us. These are organic foods which disturb us.
As
the cheeks, they begin to power down as that of a pig. That's not what he wrote in his book. Happy look to my cheeks. Look to yours also. Indeed, you may appear when your head is not rightfully shaped, but it holds a shape of an ox, or like a hammer. But parents were the ones who did mind to shape you proper.
Others,
bones were weak at birth. And they squeezed you and they never shaped you. Now you'll forgive me, some of you. The state you are in like that. There's one who looks at their leg like a woman and says, indeed.
This
leg, Jesus. But perhaps you didn't get the ingredients which pull you to reach the rightful shape. Ingredients of eatings.
There's one
buttocks like a flat wood. But we the men,
our designs
are the exact of the buttocks. You don't be worried of them. They are both exactly written. Because the most concentration was on the chest. Yes. But that which is much of the women was to be on the buttocks and the hips. But you find yourself, you'll forgive me. These are the special nuts we speak of. You find a woman, you are a big like that. Woman. And you know, perhaps we are riding bicycles so much in your growth. But indeed, do you know that a woman, like with the marriage, your t-shirt, you cloth the man, it is big on your woman. But if you see it fits her,
sure.
And if you are a man, you close the browser of the woman and it fits you, then you have a problem. Because you bring out the brows of your wife, you try to clothe it. It cannot fit you at all. But at times you see them as if they're big. Let me even leave that. But Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29. Even though the shapes came when they are good, but man devised much which they passed through, and they spoiled our figures, those which are written by God. And those they wrote off before you came out. Some of you eat excessively and you lose your figures. Let's read Ecclesiastes. We see Ecclesiastes chapter 7, verse 29.
Laba, chino choka chena laba, ngakatonda yakola abantu ngabagolokofu, na yebo nebanonya binji bebagunja.
Lo, this only have I found, that God has made man upright, but they have sought out many devices. Yes. The other shape comes out in its upright. Right now, some women are on two pills. Others come when their heads are crushed and the lips are torn. And different sickness. Things we hit have problems. Others are bone squeezed right at birth. And now shapes get problems.
There's
even Jesulin. He ate excessively the fats. And he protruded into fatness. It disappeared in the fats. Now you may eat excessively, then you lose shape. And we reach to ask the architect, God the Word, the Son. How did he do it on this person? Let's read in Deuteronomy, we see. Deuteronomy 32, verse
15. Nanene wala, nafuka munyirivu, naliokale kakatonda eyamukola, nanyomo lwazi olobuloko zibwe.
But Jethurun grew fat and kicked. You are grown fat, you are grown thick, you are covered with fatness. Then he forsook God who made him, and lightly esteemed the rock of his salvation.
It
disappeared in the fatness. He grew fat, disappeared in himself.
Have you ever
seen someone getting fat, disappear in themselves?
The
eyes are like of a pig, the big one. And the cheeks, we no more see them. We see only flesh. The cheek, you have to see the shape of it. You feel some bones in it. You first of the cheek, we told yours, don't touch the neighbors. Have you seen that son of Jesulun?
So
as we first heard, that God the Father is one who takes counsel of the color and takes counsel how the design is going to be. God, what we know as the Son, Jesus Christ, and he designs the figure. But if you see problems which reached on them, now him, God the Spirit, he is sent to create the exact which has been designed. God, the Holy Spirit. And is the sent to create that was planned by God the Father, was designed by God the Word.
We
know the Son Jesus Christ. It is Psalms 104, verse 30. You send forth your spirits, they are created, and you renew the face of the earth. He sends the spirit, they are created, and he renews the face of the earth. Him the spirit is sent, created, that the Father God planned. God the Word, the Son Jesus Christ, that which he designed right from the color and the entire body shape.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. That's where you see in Genesis chapter 25. Jacob came out when he's brownish, the other is a big
reddish.
Another reddish, another brownish. But both came from the same womb. Yes. The same womb,
they have
come out with different colors. Have you seen them?
Lubereberye esura ya 24 olunyiriryo lwa 25
verse 24
Lubereberye esura ya 25 olunyo lwa 24
Genesis chapter 25 from verse 24
Awenakuze bwezatu ukirira okuzala labane baba abalongo mu lubuto.
And when her days to be delivered were fulfilled, behold, there were twins in her womb.
Verse 25.
And the first came out red all over like a hairy garment, and they called his name Esau. Verse
26.
And after that came his brother out, and his hand took hold of Esau's heel, and his name was called Jacob, and Isaac was 80 years old when she bore them. Yes. Genesis 25:24-25. Esau came out when he's reddish. Then the other's body, it is brown. When we say red, it's not red like this one. They call the red Indians.
Yes.
Oh, fine. The Esau's.
Yeah, the red Indians.
The red Indians. And the Jacobs. They are the other Indians. Yes. That's how you can compare the color. Others are red Indians. Others are brown Indians. They are all Indians. Have you understood me well? So we answer the question. Why the seven families of mankind? The Adamites who came from the man Adam. They are of different colors. Yet their spirits are gotten from the same foreheads of a man on the four living creatures.
It's
in the counsel of God the Father.
It's
in the design of God the Word, the Son, Jesus Christ. It's in the sending of the Holy Spirit, what is he meant to create? As the counsel of God the Father. As the designing of God the Word. You know the Son Jesus Christ is. That's why I've seen in this Genesis. Genesis chapter 25, verse 24-25. One came up in another color. Miofu. Reddish.
Indian.
In red Indian.
Omulala.
Another. Came out brown Indian.
Yes. Kamba.
You see?
Their
mother and the father, how were they looking like?
Even if you
come out, you don't look like your parents in color. Even shape, you have another. Very few come out when they have the same. You come out in another shape. And the father said, this child is not mine.
Pastor
David, have you seen there? And you birth a reddish child and you are in black color. Yes.
What
do you say? You can persecute the woman, tell her.
Did
you pass at the Indian side? Even though that kind of life is out there in the world. But I wanted you to understand things of color come from words. Even the spirits of the mankind. Seven families, those on the earth.
Africa.
Where there is Africa.
Asia.
Asia.
Europe.
Europe.
North America. North America.
And the South America.
Australia.
Australia.
Antarctic.
Antarctica. Spirits of those creations come from the same foreheads. Those on the four living creatures. In the second heaven. It's the rim above. Even though they come from the same system. But they differ in color and shape. According to counsel of God the Father. Designing of God the Word, we know the Son, Jesus Christ. Those who sent the Holy Spirit to do as the designing and the counsel is. And that color, it's put in the thing which is in the egg of a man and a woman. How do you call it? Melanin.
Melanin.
Each they design a new one on every person. It's in the egg of the woman and the man. When they meet,
the
egg of a man meets that of a woman to make a body for you. Designed to differ from that of your father and mother. Very few they live that which is just like of their parents. Yes.
Oh.
Look to things we have gone in.
We
now start in biology.
Oh, wow.
Now this milk, I speak of sperms. Egg of the man and the woman. In the midst as it's been churned. Yes. To get out a body. It's where they make out that thing. But what are we studying? This is science of God. But indeed you've studied great things. Do you know what you didn't understand in schools in the world? You understood them from here. And you come to God to teach out of prophets. And no one teaches like him. Job chapter 10. I show you when they make that melanin. Job chapter 10 from verse 8 to 11.
Job esura ya 10 olunyoro amunana.
Job chapter 10 from verse 8.
Emikono joje jamumba jejankola wamweru ineruyi nayo onzikiriza.
Your hands have made me and fashioned me together totally, yet you do destroy me. Verse 9. Remember, I beseech you, that you have made me as the clay, and will you bring me into dust again?
Hey.
Yes.
Part yesoka.
The first part.
Omuntu yasoka kukolebwa.
The first man to be made.
Omuntu Adam ne Eve.
The man Adam and Eve.
Yavamba Adamites.
Out of him came the Adamites.
Whoever Adams.
Or the Adams.
System yona yatekebwa mubiri gwabo.
The entire system was put in their body.
Wakati wejiri omukazi na chiki.
Between the egg of a man and the woman.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Even though them as they were being formed to make up that system, they made it from dust of gold. Their bodies were made from dust of gold. Not from the usual dust that is in your village. You know when you read in Genesis chapter 2 verse 6 and 7, did he say they made him from the dust? Let's read
here.
Genesis chapter 2 from verse 6. But there went up a mist from the earth and watered the whole face of the ground. Verse
7.
And the Lord God formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. Yes. Genesis chapter 2, verse 6 and 7. They formed him from the dust of the ground. Fulfill Job chapter 10, verse 8 to 9. Right from the ground, the dust. You know, even here they use clay in Job. This is real clay. And when you read Ecclesiastes chapter 12 verse 7, so the body goes back to the dust. This is real dust, the usual dust. Let's read you here. Ecclesiastes 12 verse 7.
Enfufu nedda mu ntaka nga bwe yali omoyo ne gudda eri Katonda eyagugaba.
Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. And you prove that indeed. Even the dust on the village, where they bury our bodies there. That's where we go back to where we came from.
But see
now, you know, nations have different dust in their land. If they met us in those different dust. Dust, you find that it's black. Another is Sunday. Those of sand, I wonder how it would have appeared. But the man Adam and Eve, out of them come all with the Adams, who makes our families of mankind. Their bodies were made from the dust of gold. And they were in the midst of gold, between gold, their bodies. But the system which they put in them, through which we come, you see Cain came out having a different color. Even Abel have another color. The system, that's how we came changed. These you don't know them on this world. And though they say, in the body system, there's something determining the color there. That you've called melanin. It is designed new, each of it. Even the whites, you cannot put them there and they all have the same color. It's not far there. You see them as all of them whites. But every time you look, you see each will be different from another. All those are of the heavenly journey. But him as Adam and Eve in Job chapter 28, a place of dust of gold, it's where they were made from. Job chapter 28, verse
6.
Job chapter 28, verse 6.
Amayinja gayo kifo kya safiro era erina enfuufu eya zaabu.
The stones of it are the place of sapphires, and it has dust of gold. Yes. They made it like that. Dust of gold. Not in these colors which we of today have. No. Who has ever seen of Adam and Eve? Ask me who was in the heavenly journey.
Amen.
Now
we all who came from Adam, that system, the Adams, we are being given that melanin, another each one of you. Yes.
Hallelujah.
Here as the egg of a man and woman they have made.
Or
they were put in Adam and Eve. And
they
moved on making different bodies. And humans got different colors. People ask themselves.
Adam,
say, Adam, what was his color? And out of him come Africans. He come Europeans, Asians, Australians, Americans. They have different colors. Look to your neighbor. All your Africans. Look at
Africa.
Look to the other. Look to this African. This is an African.
If it is another color.
Yeah. Hallelujah. But why do you get wise to reach this extent?
Amen.
Because the Son of God came to give us wisdom and understanding.
Even
though the whole world is in the hand of the wicked one, He redeemed us. All these, are they not Africans? Look to their color. It's given that. God, how He does it in the heavenly journey.
It
takes you when it's creating, changing the melanin. I'm in the heavenly journey.
The
biblical journey. We
see,
we read how it is done. And it's in the milk. Sperms. Sperms.
Let me see the sperms.
And the egg of the woman. When they meet, it's designed new, yours. It gives you another skin. And if it's giving it to you, it observes in the time things which are being eaten. If you don't get ingredients enough, we get an albino. Okay. If design, it has to draw color in things your mother eats. If it there fails, you come out, you're an albino.
If
one would have looked like me, you are not white, you are not black. Because it's one also which determines the hair.
its
rightful color gets missed by which it has to come out. And it's what designs African hair to be not tall and long. You want long hair. Africans have heat in here. God leave you the head function very well.
He
had to give you little hair.
Amen.
Amen.
Okay, let's summarize. We've gone back to Job. We see this milk, how it appears. The egg of man and woman when they meet to make up that work by the Spirit of God. Job chapter 10, verse 10. Have you not poured me out as milk and cuddled me like cheese? Yes. We are poured like milk. The man released milk. The woman released what?
Cheese.
It's a product of milk. Yes. The egg of a woman is like cheese. The man's is like milk. I see. I see. But when you studied biology, did you understand the things? Others
who
wonder. Even in church, we study biology. They study on man who created man. Now,
it
needs to know more than even in the world. Because we are sent to make all nations disciples.
Amen.
Teaching them all that God commanded us. They will no more deceive you.
Amen.
Anything God created in the entire heavens and earth. Let's read, we see.
Job chapter 10,
verse
11.
You have clothed me with skin and flesh, and have knit me together with bones and snails.
He
covered me with the skin. He determined the skin. Yes. Right from the melanin? Yes. Yes. Now those come to be like that. Why families of mankind? Why seven families of mankind?
The
Adamites. They have different colors. Even though their spirits are gotten from the same foreheads of a man, which are on the four living creatures.
In
the second heaven, the creation, the rim above, based to the counsel of God the Father, based on the design of God the Word,
know
the Son Jesus Christ,
one
who sent the Holy Spirit, and they are created as the entire system you've heard of it. Are you not satisfied?
Amen.
Pastor Gilton, are you satisfied?
That's
not biology studied many years you failed to understand.